I'll just park right here.
She borrows my car, and then she forgets she borrows. When she finally remembers to bring it back, she leaves it like a lamb in it.
Well, she ever gets to the office in the morning, I'll never know. What a memory.
That you, Dad?
No, oh, hi, Rick. Yeah.
Thought you would never get here.
Yeah, me too. I'm late.
I'm late too.
Oh, there's Jim already. Pardon me, Mike. Be right with you, Jim.
I was getting worried. I bet you'd forgotten I need the car tonight for that astronomy field trip.
No. The girl at the office borrowed it. She forgot her husband had her car, and then she forgot she borrowed mine. Boy, what a memory. Oh, here are the keys. I had to park it across the street, Mark. There's a big moving van in the way.
Ah, where's the fire?
Oh, Jim and I are having our usual Saturday afternoon golf game. We're playing at his club this afternoon, and I'm late.
I see.
Let's see, have I got everything? Cap, shoes, shirt, golf clubs. Let's see, I don't hurt my pipe. No, no pipe. Something else, though.
Matches? Tobacco?
Have we got a ball?
There was something else, though, Bob. Well, I'll probably think of it around 18th hole. I'll see you.
All right.
Happy stargazing, Mike.
Keep your head down.
Let's see now. Car keys. Gas money.
What's Steve so late about?
Well, some lady forgot her husband. Here, I gotta move the car to the driveway.
Darn kids. Can't remember anything.
Hey, Bob! Some burner!
Oh, my goodness. My pipe crust! Remember what they forgot.
I got it. Okay, make a wish.
I got one.
Okay, ready? Pull.
God, I never wish.
What'd you wish for?
A baby sister.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Bring the formula?
Yeah, I have everything. Where'll I park?
Why don't you put it in front of the van?
Okay.
Hey, man, give me the hand over there, man. Take the help with it. Hey, put it up the door for me, yeah?
All right, Joe, go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. Back off, man.
All right, I got it.
You're big enough to be Betty's sister. Too bad you're just a doll.
Where do you want to go? In the bedroom upstairs to the room.
No, wait. No, it goes to the bedroom upstairs on the left in the guest room.
Why don't you show us to that?
All right.
My little darling.
Hello.
Hello, blue eyes.
Is everything all right?
Been all right up till now.
Yeah,
all right.
Up
easy
we
now.
Get
easy.
It.
Oh, not so fast.
All right,
you have a trauma with all that noise.
Pretty bad.
You'll have to show us where to put that bedroom stuff, ma'am.
Okay, I will.
How you doing there, buddy boy? Itchy, kitchy, goo.
Her name is Betty.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see you give us a great big smile, Liz. Come on now. You can do it.
Atta no, she's pretty tired right now. Mother, why don't you put her down for a nap?
Hey, itchy, itchy, coo. Come on, help me with the rug, will you?
All right, hold your horses. I'm coming.
Nap. She won't sleep much around here.
We'll wait for you inside, ma'am. Sleep tight, princess.
Why don't you just put her in the car till the movie's up through?
The car?
Well, sure, she always sleeps in the car. She'll be perfectly all right until a 6 o'clock bottle.
All right. Do you think it's safe?
Oh, sure. Oh, just make sure the sun isn't shining on her.
Modern parents are so casual. Dreams of doing Mary when she was a baby. I guess it's safe enough. It's certainly quieter. After all, what could happen to her out here?
Hey,
least possible, Dumbo. A baby sister's impossible.
Well, if it's so impossible, how come people have any?
Brother, how many times do I have to tell you that when people get married...
Now, listen, wise guy, you just take this out and put it in the car for Mike. A little hot chocolate may come in handy for whatever that thing is he's going on.
Baby sister, man, we're just going to have to do something about this kid.
Is a baby sister impossible?
Oh, now, listen, Chip, I mean... You know as well as anybody else that a baby's got to have a mother.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I may do a mother's work around here, but I draw the line at that.
Hey,
you guys. What I found in our car.
Jeepers, it's a baby. I got my wish.
Now, wait a minute, Officer Whitman. All I know is that some unnatural mother is trying to unload this squalling baby on us. And I'm sure not going to put up with it. You can just bet your tin badge on that.
Is it a boy or is it a girl?
It's an it. Babies are always called it.
What I'm trying to tell you is that somebody sneaked it into the back of Steve's car.
No, they didn't. It was there because I wished for it.
You didn't win your wish. I won, and besides, I sure as heck didn't wish for a baby.
Well, what did you wish for?
Nothing. I don't believe in that kind of stuff.
Now, wait a minute. You're supposed to be the public servant, not me. And I want you guys at the police station to send somebody over to get this thing. I'm not going to be turned into a public babysitter.
The first 5 years of life. Dr. Arnold Giselle. Giselle, I guess. Just like a book of instructions.
See, I told you we're supposed to keep it.
Okay. So while you're trying to locate his mother, why don't you send somebody over here? Somebody from the social welfare or something.
Hey, how old do you think it is?
Old enough to hang on to my finger.
Yeah. Let's see, according to this, that's 4 months.
You're a strong baby.
It says here that babies this age like to have their morning bath in the late afternoon.
Hey, neat, I'll get some towels.
Hey, wait a minute.
A few hours? You send that woman over here right now. I don't know a single solitary thing about a baby. Robbie, what in tarnation are you doing to that thing?
Just following instructions. Yeah, from the book, it says right here you're supposed to remove all constricting clothing.
What does the book know about a baby?
Hey, Bub, what'd the police say?
Oh, police are a lot of help. They say we gotta hold on to this little good-for-nothing till they send a woman over here from social welfare.
Hooray, man, me!
Shh, don't shout when there's a baby around. I mean, don't shout when the baby around.
I wonder whose it is and where it came from.
Daddy can't talk. Hey, this baby must have been in Dad's car when he drove it up. I wonder if that's what he couldn't remember to tell us.
How could he forget he had a baby in the car?
Well, he was in a hurry. Oh, and so am I here. I gotta load the car.
Wait a minute, Mike. There's some people, please. We may need the car.
Take it easy.
Andy?
Oh, this is Bernadine Foote.
Who?
Bernadine Foote. I work in Mr. Douglas's office. Is he there?
No, Steve's at the golf course.
Oh, dear. I just wonder if anyone found my lamb.
Lamb? No, I don't think any of us have seen... Your lamb!
Yes, I know you think I'm terribly forgetful, but... Well, I borrowed Steve's car this afternoon to run some errands, and I had so many confusing things to do that I think I may have left my lamb in the car.
You sure did, Mrs. Foote, and I've been phoning all over to try and find out where it came from.
Darn it. Thank heavens. It's my husband's favorite.
I don't know how I'd face him if I left it in the car all night.
Well, yes, I can see where he might be a little upset about that. We thought someone wanted to give it to us.
Oh. I hope you're not too disappointed to find out it was mine.
Who is it?
I should say not. And the sooner you come for it, the better.
Oh, now that I know where it is, there's nothing to worry about. Could you keep it for me till morning?
Keep it all night?
Isn't that all right? Who is it?
Hey, I wonder where it's going to sleep. I think maybe it better sleep in our room.
Hey, Bob.
Mrs. Foote, would you excuse me a minute, please? It's Bernadine Foote. She works with your father. She's the baby's mother.
Oh,
yeah. Well, at least we know who you belong to.
What I mean is, it's safer with you than with us. We've been trying to follow the book of instructions, but I'm not just sure we're doing things right.
Doing what things right?
What to do?
Well, it's been riding around in the car all day, and the boys are washing it.
Oh, yes, I suppose it would get a little dirty rattling around the back of a station wagon.
Well, yes, I guess you could put it that way. No, Robbie, don't rub it.
What are you doing now?
Well, we're trying to follow the instructions in the book. Robbie, there's some talcum powder in my bathroom. Use that on it.
You're not going to use talcum powder on it, are you?
Well, just what would you do?
Well, I always just rub it with olive oil and dust it with garlic powder.
What?
There's no need for you to go to this bother. I'll do all that tomorrow before dinner.
Well, I sure never heard of using olive oil and garlic on it.
Well, that's what makes the world interesting. We all have different ideas about things.
You said it.
Why don't you just wrap it up and put it in the refrigerator and I'll...
Refrigerator?
Or any cool place that's out of the way and I'll...
Now, hold on, lady. I'm afraid your ideas are a little too different. You better come and get it this afternoon or I'm going to turn it over to the woman from social welfare.
You're not going to give it to charity, are you?
You're darn right I am. If you don't, come and get it right away.
She doesn't want it. I don't see why we can't keep it.
All this fuss over a little unimportant thing.
Unimportant?
All right. I'll get over there as soon as I can.
Fine. And the sooner the better. Because we're getting pretty attached to it. Our youngest boy can't hardly keep his hands off it.
Oh? Well, would you please try to restrain him until I get there? After all, I'm sure Steve can get him another one just like it.
Well, not under present circumstances. I finally talked her into coming after the poor little thing.
Jeepers, Ralph, I don't see why we can't keep it, at least overnight.
And that's all we need around here. A beat-up old motor roaring in the garage, an off-key trumpet, the TV, a barking dog, and now a squalling baby.
It's not squalling.
What's the matter, Bub? Don't you like babies?
Yes, I like babies.
Well, they're asleep.
Sure, yeah, look how blue its eyes are.
Can it see me? It's looking right at me.
Of course you can see you. You can see Chip, can't you, honey? Well, of course you can see Chip. Yes, her can see Chip. Of course her can. With those big blue eyes. Blue as the skies. That little button nose and that rosebud mouth. Her can see everybody, can't she? Yes, her can. Ain't her cute, though? Now look what you got me doing. Mike, why don't you take a hike out of here?
Okay.
And you guys go with him. I don't need your
underwear. Tell me what you want, please.
This little knothead's got to have a nap.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, do what I tell you.
Don't stand here and argue
with me. Okay, I'm going to reach
later. I'll see you both later.
Okay.
Yeah. His mother's going to take it away from us anyway in a few minutes, so I might as well go. So long.
You say bub for me. Say bub for bub. Is she trying to say Uncle Bump? Bump, bump.
Bump?
What are you two guys staring at?
Jeepers, Bob. I just can't figure out how babies get... How could a...
For crying out loud, Dumbo, how many times have... Look, when people get married...
Now, look, Mr. Smart Guy, you just trot over to the Pearsons there.
Look, when people get married...
See if you can't scrounge me up a little canned milk and bananas for little old Baldy here.
Hold on a second, okay, Bub? Now, you see...
I don't want to hold on a second. I want you to do it now.
But, see, Bub, I was just trying to explain to this clunky
kid...
I'll
do the explaining now. You go and get the milk. Go ahead.
Can't even explain when a man and woman get married.
Now, you see, Chip, it goes like this. Well...
Just for a second.
Well, will you promise to be careful of her now? Don't drop her, you see. You've got to be very careful with these little girls down there. They're so darn breakable. There, you got a good hold now. Hold on.
Jeepers, I just can't figure out how a baby would get here.
Well, now, Chip, it's all very simple. People grow up, they get tired of having cats and dogs and parakeets and goldfish. And they want to have babies, so they get married. And when they do, they...
Jeepers, Bob, I know all about that stuff. What I mean is, how could this baby get here?
Well, for crying out loud, why don't you say what you mean?
Nobody's home with the person.
Jeepers, I bet it's hungry.
Well, I can't give this kid ordinary food.
I think those new people across the street must have a baby.
How is she?
Quiet as a lamb, little doll.
The car in front of the house.
I'm Robbie Douglas from across the street, and we need somebody who knows about feeding babies.
Oh, you sure came to the right place. We've got one of our own.
That's what I figured.
What's your trouble?
Here you are. Be careful now. Some baby powder. And if you need anything else, just come running.
Thanks a lot. We ought to manage now. Its mother ought to be here pretty soon.
Well, I should hope so. Imagine losing track of her baby like that.
Hey, you have a car just like ours.
Yes, I noticed.
Well, thanks again for all the baby stuff.
Is she still asleep, honey?
Still sound asleep.
Come on, drink it all. There, every drop.
Well, I guess I better take care of the next operation.
Now, be careful of the teeth.
I'll get your hand on it. Now watch your back.
I'm Bernadine Fulton.
Oh, come right in.
I do hope this little mix-up hasn't been too much trouble.
Oh, no. You've kind of enjoyed it. It's right in here.
Oh, isn't it darling? Boy or girl?
You mean you forgot that, too? Some memory.
Oh! Thank you. Oh, what's its name?
Are you kidding?
Whose is it? Don't you know where it comes from?
Well, there's two birdies on the front nine. Of course, I had a 48 on the backside. Bernadine, what are you doing here?
I came for my lamb.
And you brought your baby with you. I didn't know you had a baby.
Oh,
you never told me you had a baby. Let's look.
No, Steve, it isn't.
Hey, she's a cutie pie.
No, now.
It's just like.
Wait a minute. There's something very odd going on around here.
I'll say there is.
That is not my baby. I never set eyes on that baby until I came in this front door 2 minutes ago.
Well, if it's not her baby, then what the heck is she doing here?
Steve, all I want is my leg of lamb that I left in your car.
Leg of lamb?
Yeah, I remember. That's what I forgot to tell you about. Remember what I forgot?
Holy mackerel.
Chip, would you take a look in the refrigerator and see if Miss Foot's leg of lamb's in there?
I gotta see this.
And I'll go along just to make sure.
If there's a leg of lamb in my refrigerator, I'll eat it.
Oh, no, you won't.
That's why I keep it, huh? You gotta find out about you. Where'd you come from, huh?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Robbie, tell
Dad
me about...
Dad Lerman.
What?
Come here, Dad. Yeah.
What?
Take a look at that car over there.
No, it's our station wagon.
I'm going to bring Betty in.
I never knew her to take such a long nap.
I told you she liked sleeping in the car.
Well, for crying out loud, I thought that was their baby.
No, baby, it's a doll.
Hey, Dad, look at that picture.
Hmm?
That's our baby.
That baby must belong to the people that are moving into this.
John, bring in the bassinet.
What'd you say, Mary?
I said bring in the bassinet, please.
Oh, okay, honey.
Robbie, do you know we could be arrested for kidnapping?
Kidnapping?
Yes, do you know what the penalty is?
What?
Don't ask. You went back in. Put the tailgate down and stand by.
Well, for heaven's sakes, what did you do with it?
innocent.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Foote. How could I do something with anything when there never was anything to do something with?
But I'm having company for Sunday dinner.
Chip, does these things belong to the baby? Come on, sweetheart.
Where are you taking our baby?
I'm taking her back to her mother.
Who is she?
I don't know.
Imagine a woman forgetting her baby. This is a nice new room.
Takes care of our baby.
Yeah. Boy, she sure was cute. Been a long time since I carried a baby around.
Gee, Dad, was I ever that little?
You sure were. We all were at one time.
That's right. Even Bob, can't you just see him?
Yeah. Rob, I still don't understand how the baby got in our station wagon.
Well, Chip wished for it. Oh, poor dumb little kid. Didn't know what a bother they are, all that squawking and crying and baths and diapers and formulas.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in a lot of trouble, all right, at first. But luckily, it gets worse. Well, back to Bernadine's foot. Leg. Now, Blair.
Bear! I'll bet anything there's the answer to my leg of lamb.
A great big leg of lamb just couldn't get lost.
The lambs who have lost our way. The black sheep who have gone astray.
Well, I sure don't know where you came from, but man, do you look good.